The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. The big story today comes from the world of cricket. There is no annual contract that has been given to Mahendra Singh Dhoni. Is this curtains for Mahendra Singh Dhoni is what everybody is asking. Is he done and dusted? Is it all over? Well, one thing is for certain. It is the end of the Dhoni era. But is it the end of Mahendra Singh Dhoni? Personally, I don't think so. Here's what's happened. Mahendra Singh Dhoni has not played cricket ever since the loss at the World Cup semi-final in July 2019. He has not played of his own volition, not that he has been dropped. He has opted out of playing. And since he has opted out of playing, and he's not played close to a year now, well, the simple point is, the question was asked of him. Do you really want to play? And should you be part of the annual contract system if you are not going to play? When I had the chat with Ravi Shastri last week, Shaz was very clear. Shaz said that, yes, I have had a heart-to-heart with Dhoni, but that's between me and him. But he went on to also go and say that, let's say it is curtains for Dhoni's ODI and test career. Dhoni himself has taken time off from test cricket. And one day cricket also, he is not going to last until the 2024 World Cup. So very clearly, Dhoni, 2023-2024, the World Cup at that time. So Dhoni, by default, is now not playing one-day cricket. Over the next 2 years, India is going to play more tests and T20s because in November, you have the T20 in Australia, World T20 in Australia. And next year, by end of next year, early 2022, we are also going to have, India is going to host the World T20. So in the course of the next 2 years, there is more T20 and of course there is the ICC Test Championship. So nations are by default going to end up playing more T20 cricket and Test cricket in the ICC Future Tours program. There will be ODIs, but they will be on lesser priority. So for Dhoni, who's not played any cricket, he himself sometime in November, if I remember correctly, in December had said, January tak mere se mat puchna. He has not touched the cricket bat or not donned the gloves. Since July, he has not played any domestic cricket. He has taken time off. He's gone and served in the army, wanting to complete his mandatory service period. Plus, he spent a lot of time with his family. He's now getting back into fitness drills. He's looking leaner. He's looking sharp. He's looking very, very relaxed. Many people who are very close to Dhoni believe that this is his way of finding that spark again. Shaz was also clear about one more thing. He said, Dhoni has to decide whether he still has enough left in the bank and also in his heart, the motivation to carry on. Now, here is where a little bird tells me is Dhoni's motivation. Dhoni would have signed off in July 2019 had India won the World Cup. Dhoni wants to end his career, if possible, by winning a World Cup. So here is that dream. That dream still stays alive with the World T20 in November in Australia. And of course, there is that whole will, purely if the body and the mind work with him and his form works with him, fitness and more importantly, form works with him, that can he carry on till the World T20 on home soil? Can he sign off on home soil? Now, this is what a little bird has told me and I'm sharing it with you. But it all depends on those 14 matches of the IPL season in 2020. In IPL 2020, if Dhoni does well, as captain, as batsman, as keeper, and if he shows fine form and if he shows that spark, he will walk back into this team. He will be in contention. The other options are Sanju Samson, KL Rahul, and of course Rishabh Pant. They will all have it their challenge because Dhoni will be itching. Now, we are given to understand Dhoni will don gloves, will come back and play some domestic cricket, maybe some T20 matches just as a warm-up ahead of the IPL. That's when we'll see how fit, how fast, and how much informed Dhoni is. And it just takes one knock. It just takes one knock to find your spark, find your timing, and get it in. But then, in your head, in your heart, and with your body, are they all aligned? Is that hunger there? Is that fire in the belly there? We are not going to see Dhoni of the yore. But if we can see Dhoni the master batsman, Dhoni the master mind, and of course, the Dhoni the class keeper, any of these three, if he can bring to the party two out of these three aspects, he will walk into the team. But it all boils down to the IPL 2020 season. So there, it's not a surprise that he was dropped out of the contract. Now we are given to understand BCCI officials say that they had a chat with Dhoni and said that we are not putting you in the contracts list. And he was okay with it. Clearly, Dhoni has been very, very selfless. When nobody was asking him to retire from Test cricket, he gave the gloves to Vridhiman Saha. He himself opted out of one-day cricket and has not made a comment after that. He steered clear of any comment on cricket, any controversy, anything. He's just steered clear, and people asked him about his playing career. He said, don't ask me till January 2020. Now he said, I want to play IPL 2020 and see how things work. Yes, an era of captaincy is over. An era of Dhoni leading from the front is over. It's over to Virat Kohli. And Virat Kohli, we have to agree, is doing a fine job. Is Dhoni getting the boot like some of the other seniors and other players in the past who just refused to quit? No, they are different. Is Dhoni being treated like how people feel he treated some of the seniors in the team? No, that's wrong. Because Dhoni has stepped aside of his own. Nobody has asked him to do it. Nobody has pushed him to a corner. He still commands that respect in that dressing room. And he still has a place in that dressing room if he wants it. But Dhoni himself knows he has to be worth it. He can't block somebody else's place. Because he, in his early years, felt the pinch when there were those who were well past their days who were still blocking a place and they were denying talented youngsters a chance. He knows that very well. Well, has the BCCI taken the right stand? We'll open the calls up tonight also as we talk cricket in the first half and first debate on the right stand this Thursday evening. Debate number two. Oh, all the controversy. When the snake and the mongoose enter into a partnership with an eagle also in the mix, what are we going to have? Only conflict. Well, that's a similar situation, irrespective of who's the snake, who's the mongoose, and who's the eagle, as far as what has happened in Maharashtra, ladies and gentlemen. The NCP and the Congress don't see eye to eye, even though the NCP is an offshoot of the Congress. They are in an alliance which is very, very uneasy. Anyways, they hate each other. And then throw in the mix where the Shiv Sena, whose DNA it is, to hate the Congress party, because they are not only ideologically different, but also the political stance that they take. And imagine now that a firebrand spokesperson of the Shiv Sena has to be made to eat humble pie in less than 24 hours after of him making a statement, which is out there for everybody to know. It's an open secret. It's an open secret that the dons of the yore, the underworld, held its sway and control over Mumbai, which no longer exists like it used to in the past. What did he say? He said top leaders of the Congress party, including Indira Gandhi, have met underworld dons in the past. They used to make an effort to go and meet the dons. And when these dons used to come to the secretariat, the mantris used to come down to welcome them. And I am a witness to it. That's exactly what Sanjay Raut said. And now he says, if I've hurt somebody's sentiment, I take it back. And this is when the Shiv Sena is an alliance with those who are championing Abhivyakti Ki Azadi, who are saying that we need to give everybody their right to express themselves and say their piece. And Shiv Sena is being censored right now. What's happening? Is the Maharashtra Vikas Agadi on the brink? Are the fissures there? Is the Shiv Sena so uncomfortable? Bhai, kursi to de liya, lekin baaki sab le liya unse bhai. Well, I'm going to quote a friend of mine. He said, kursi to de di, lekin kapde baad diye. Well, quote unquote, ladies and gentlemen. But it's a little uneasy there. Uddhav Thackeray maybe, you know, is taking a lot of steps, has taken positions which are A, ideologically against the Shiv Sena's DNA, and B, against their political policy and their political stance. In the quest to sit on the chief minister's chair, is the Shiv Sena running itself aground? And why is the Congress party quiet on all the claims made by Sanjay Raut? He has been made to retract his statement, but the Congress party has not denied one claim of his. And yes, there is that picture of Indira Gandhi meeting Karim Lala. This one's going to be fun. Join me tonight.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.